You are listening to a sermon from MCA Church. To learn more about our community, head online to mcachurch.ca. Thanks.
Well, thanks to Suzanne for joining us in the beginning of our video. Thanks for praying for our kids. We're just so glad to have Suzanne on our staff and part of our church, and we look forward to seeing what God does in that ministry. Well, friends, I want us to consider a piece of art and to read some scripture together as we continue in this theme of Jesus, the unexpected gift. And so as we move along this theme, I want to draw our attention to not just any art piece, but one of the most famous paintings in the Renaissance by an artist named Hugo van der Goes. I think that's how you say his name. And he made this beautiful Portinari altarpiece. And right now it's hanging in Florence. And this painting was painted in 1475. And it's just this beautiful painting. And it depicts various episodes of the Christmas story as we read it in the various Gospels. And what I want to do is zoom in on one of the scenes in this altarpiece painting. And it's the scene of Mary and Joseph as they journey to Bethlehem. And so before we look at the painting, and we're going to look at it a bunch of times, we can really take in the beauty of it and allow this painting to help us read God's word here. I want us to actually read the text. So we're going to turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and we're going to just have a short reflection on this text from this painting. So Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. So I don't know about you, but I haven't really thought much about that journey that Mary and Joseph took from Nazareth all the way up to Jerusalem. I don't know if you know this, but if you look on a map, it's a 90-mile journey. It is this incredible distance, and they would have taken that journey during the cold season, where it would have been freezing, there would have been rain, they had to go through desert, they had to go through forest and mountains with lions and tigers and bandits, oh my. And literally, they would have faced those things. And there was no yellow brick road. And they would have made this 90-mile journey on a donkey, traveling what some commentators think, or scholars would think, about 10 miles a day. So this would have been over a week journey. And Mary was almost full term. It was this very treacherous journey that they had to make. It's incredible. And it's hard to just imagine how daunting this journey was. And just think of the fear, think of the worry they would have been facing. Think of the cold and the fatigue. They would have been facing all these things. They probably would have expected to deliver their baby in Nazareth, but here they were in the middle of the wilderness on this completely unexpected journey. So with that in mind, I want to take you to the painting by Hugo van der Goes. And just imagine with me, and imagine with the artist, this journey, this unexpected journey they took to Bethlehem. So as you looked at the painting, did you notice there's kind of a sense of loneliness in the painting? Mary and Joseph, they're featured in the middle of this barren mountaintop. And they probably felt exposed and vulnerable. They never anticipated that they would be in that situation. And it makes me think of some of us, that maybe this Christmas season, we have found ourselves in an unexpected place. Or like Tamar in a bunch of sermons ago, she found herself on a detour. Well, if that's you, I pray that you would know the peace and the presence of Christ. if you were anticipating a lot of connection this Christmas and it was kind of disconnected for you, you felt a little isolated. I want to pray that you experience the presence of Christ. What's so amazing is that Mary and Joseph, as they were on that journey and they felt alone in the middle of that wilderness on that mountain, God had not abandoned them. God was with them. And so he is with you on whatever path you might find yourself on your journey. The unexpected gift of Jesus is that he is always with you, even to the end of the age. Jesus is our Emmanuel. Now I want us to look at the painting again and pay attention to the background. Okay, so you're getting a little more familiar with this painting. And did you notice? How could you miss it? There's this huge outcrop of rock that looms behind Mary and Joseph. It takes up most of the background. This is a symbol of who Jesus would become. How unexpected, this vulnerable child making his way through this rocky winter pass would one day become the rock of ages. King Herod would make over a dozen palaces hewn out of mountains like this, and yet his kingdom would crumble, and yet Jesus and his kingdom, the kingdom that he brings, knows no end. It is an unshakable kingdom. Think of Mary and Joseph as they looked forward to their future. There would have been a lot of uncertainty and questions. And yet inside Mary's womb was a man who would one day preach on another mountain, "If you build your life on me and my teaching, you won't have to worry about the future. You can have security. You can be immovable." So make Jesus your foundation. Anchor your life to his life. "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus is our rock." Now let's take one last look at this painting, and I want to draw your attention to the animals. So we'll go to the painting now and check out the animals. So you obviously noticed the donkey in the painting. It's very prominent. But did you notice another animal? I hope you did. Did you notice that there's an ox coming onto the scene from behind that crag of rock? The ox. The ox is the animal in the ancient world that bore burdens. It was the bearer of burdens. And this evokes a very essential aspect of who Jesus is and his ministry in our world, and just how unexpected this gift is. So think about it. The child Mary was bearing in her womb would one day experience all the burdens that you and I bear in our lives. And one day he would bear the weight of our sins on his shoulders. He would take upon himself our sins so that we could have a restored relationship with God. We can know the freedom of God's salvation. So this Christmas season, cast your cares upon Jesus because he cares for you. Jesus is the one who bears our burdens. So what we want to do now, we're coming near the end of our time together. I want us to consider this reflection from Daryl Johnson's Christmas Reader. It's entitled "The Most Wonderful Time of All the Years." And there's this beautiful reflection on the question of, what do you see in the child Jesus? What do you see when you see Jesus? Now, it's really cool. We've got a bunch of people from our church that were willing to share this devotional with you. And so we're going to get to that in a moment. But as you take in this this devotion, this Christmas reflection around the question of what do you see when you see Jesus, I want you to just pay attention to, is there one description of Jesus and who he is that grabs you? Is there a line about Jesus that grips your heart? And I want you to pay attention to that, because after the reflection is done, I want to invite us to have just a brief time of prayer. So first, what you could do is just share with the people you're with what grips your heart about Jesus, and then just move into a brief time of prayer, thanking Jesus for who he is and what he's done for you, and thanking him for just what he's doing in your life right now and for your family. And so, without further ado, why don't we move into the reflection together. I see in Jesus the fulfillment of promise, and therefore God's yes to all other promises. I see in Jesus the Son of Abraham, the one in whom all nations on earth can be blessed.
I see in Jesus the Son of David, the one who establishes and reigns over a kingdom that has no end. I see in Jesus the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, the one who bears the punishment of my sins deserved.
I see in him the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
I see in Jesus the divine made human, the creator become creature.
I see in Jesus' face, the face of the invisible God.
I see in Jesus all we were meant to be, and what we by his grace shall be.
I see in Jesus, God reconciling the world to God's self. I see the King who can put together all the broken pieces of our lives.
I see the Prince of Peace, the one who can show the world a way around war if the leaders of the world would just give him a chance. I see in Jesus the only one who can satisfy my ravenous hunger and thirst for life.
I see in Jesus the one in whom all things hold together. I see the one who comes to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, who delights in drenching us with and immersing us in the purifying life of God.
I see in Jesus the one who breaks the terror of the night, who robs death of its finality. I see in Jesus the God who paradoxically breaks the stronghold of evil through the weakness and foolishness of the cross.
I see in Jesus one who is coming again, not will come, but is coming and is bringing with him the city of God. I see Jesus, the lover of my soul, who will never walk away from me.
I see in Jesus the center of everything. I see in Jesus the Lord and my God.
I see in Jesus the hope of the world.
I see in Jesus the future. I see in Jesus the fundamental reason I want to go on living. What do you see?
Well, it's a great question that Lyle finished our piece with. What do you see? What do you see when you see Jesus, when you see and think about who he is? And I wonder if there was one statement, if there was one description of Jesus that really grabbed you, maybe surprised you. And what I'd love for us to do in the comfort of your home, or if you're in a cafe or wherever you are on this Boxing Day, I invite you just to share with those who are with you, what was the one line that stood out to you? What was the description, the picture of Jesus that grabbed your heart? Share that with those that are around you, And if you're alone, well, you can share that with the Lord. Tell him why you're grateful for that. And then when you're done sharing, then I invite one or two of you, or if you're alone, just yourself, pray and thank Jesus for who he is. Thank him that he is the Lord. Thank him that he is the suffering servant. Just whatever that description was that meant a lot to you, pray into that. So we invite you to do that for the next 2-3 minutes, and then we'll continue on with our Boxing Day devotional.